Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and TV shows and comics. I am one of your hosts, James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always, my co-host, Nick Mason, second host. Two hosts.
We got two hosts. That boast, with the most.
The boast the most.
They, we boast the most.
50% each.
We're really good at this.
Sure.
See, we did it.
Straight into the news.
No bloody podcast boasts more than us.
Definitely not. I can't think of one. I don't listen to that many.
No.
I don't listen to a lot of movie ones, actually. Because I feel like I just start saying things that other people say.
Me too.
Exactly. I do that. Yeah. I do that anyway. But, right.
You take the time to reword it.
Exactly.
Because you don't have... You haven't spent all your time listening to podcasts.
That's right.
Right, but if you just went straight from listening to a podcast to doing this, I know if I went straight from listening to a movie podcast to doing this podcast, I'd be like, I have a great theory about Batman v Superman, and here it is. And then I would just say it verbatim, and then only in the aftermath I'd be like, oh, plagiarism.
What have I done?
What have I...
Yeah. I don't even believe that.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about that up the top? If we're talking about Batman v Superman
theories. Well, there is a whole lot of rumors associated with it.
Yes.
So with that, sorry, a whole lot of news associated with it. So maybe we'll get to that news.
Right, okay.
And then we'll touch on it.
We'll hash it out.
Yeah, we've got some other...
People have been interested in us talking about it, so we're going to knock it on the head.
I left it out intentionally.
Yep.
But when you got here, you said we should talk about that. Mm-hmm. And you're right. That's why we're the best hosts.
We're the best hosts with the most.
Yes. All right. So apparently both Alien, Paradise Lost, which is the Prometheus sequel.
Yep.
Sequel.
And the Alien prequel.
Yes.
Sidequel.
Second prequel.
Yep.
I guess Alien versus Predator is also an Alien prequel, as is the sequel to that. So the fourth Alien prequel.
You know what
Alien...
I read this week?
Yeah.
I should put it in what we read in our famous segment, what we read and what we're going to read. But I also read the first two issues of Aliens Vampirella.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
Like, is that new?
Yeah, it's like a couple of months.
That
first
is
couple
new.
Issues are out.
It's not as new as, say, something newer than that.
Yeah.
But that's great.
It's not as fresh as this podcast, which is the freshest and best thing there is. Host with the most.
That's right. Anyway, so Alien Paradise Lost and Thor Ragnarok will film in Australia next year.
Yes.
Thor Ragnarok will film in Queensland, it seems. Do you have any idea why these movies will be filming here?
Tax breaks?
Yeah, I just thought because our dollar is like total shit.
Oh, it's turned to garbage, hasn't it? Yeah.
I looked it up. It's 72 US cents to our dollar, which isn't the worst it's been. Probably.
But it's definitely not the best it's been.
No. Mm. Does that mean we could get some kind of set visit? How do you even do that? If somebody knows anything about that, maybe let us know.
If someone is out there as friends with Chris Hemsworth,
yes,
but for some reason has declined his offer to visit the set, and Chris Hemsworth's like, oh, you know, no problem, but maybe if you have two other friends who'd like to go in your place who I've never met,
yes,
but I'd be interested in hanging out and being friends with. If you're that guy, email in.
Absolutely.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Do you think we could just both go in and say, yeah, we're both one of the Hemsworth brothers you don't know? You know, the third one, even though there's two of us. Do you reckon they just go, yeah, well, okay, whatever?
Probably, yeah.
We're Chad Hemsworth.
Yeah, we're Chad and Baz Hemsworth. No, we're not chiseled enough.
You're right.
Mm.
Side by side in a coat?
Yeah, look, even the shortest Hemsworth is 7 feet tall.
That's
so
true, yeah.
I guess if we stacked ourselves.
Yeah. That'd work. Mm-hmm. So Peyton Reed, the director of the first Ant-Man movie, is apparently in talks to direct its sequel, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
He's serviceable.
He is. So I thought about it. I've said this before. Neither of us loved Ant-Man. Yeah. We're okay with it. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
But he came in that came on that movie so late in the game that it's hard to know what part was his and what wasn't.
That's true. I think it, sort of as the emergency director, it might have been a case of like, think on your feet.
Yep.
Go through the motions.
Yep.
Make this movie, get it done. So exactly. In a way that, you know, he's done some really good work there.
Exactly. So that being said, I'm interested to see what he can build from like the ground up. Well, obviously with Marvel's help and all that kind of situation.
No, with no Marvel's help.
Yeah, stay out of it.
They're turning their back on this one. They're like, now he's a challenge. We're not going to say anything.
We helped you so much last time.
Yeah. And this time, he goes to the meeting and he's like, so I need another $20 million for special effects. And they're just stony faced. None of them say anything. And he's like, so yes or no? Oh, no. I would like to see that. I'd like to see that making of on the DVD.
Me too.
Yeah.
Just everybody ignoring him.
Yeah. And Stan Lee visits the set and he's like, what do you reckon, Stan Lee? And Stan Lee's just... just nothing.
I would definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, not the movie.
No.
Oh, both, probably. All right. Speaking of Marvel, we also saw the Jessica Jones trailer.
We did.
Which I watched once just before. I didn't get a chance to watch it again. It looks sweet, though.
It does look really
good.
Looks
pretty bloody good.
Mm-hmm.
What did you like about it?
Jessica Jones?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Is that a first footage of Luke Cage?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
I think we've seen
well,
some.
Well, I liked...
yeah.
What I saw of Luke Cage.
Me too.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. They did screen this episode at the New York Comic Con.
In its entirety?
Yes.
The first episode, sorry.
And it went down really, really well.
Apparently it's a lot darker than we think it's going to be.
Yes. Mm. There's a sex scene that's replicated from a comic.
Nice.
A very infamous
panel. I'd high-five you, but we're quite a long way away.
And we're against it.
Yeah.
We don't high-five in Australia. That we know about.
Very good.
Do
that's
we say
that's
that
the thing
still?
We say. I don't know.
So yeah, it hints at her superpowers, but it seems like they've toned them right down.
Yeah, she's not. She can't. It seems that, because in the comic books she can fly, but she's no good at it.
Yeah.
In this, it appears she can jump, and she's quite good at it.
Yes.
Jump. So she's got early period Superman powers,
and her strength isn't like something like can you lift a car? She's like, oh, probably not.
She can. Yeah. Can you stop a car?
Yeah, oh, that's
and she's
right.
like a slow moving car, and you see her do it with apparently no effort, which I think is quite impressive.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's pretty good. Yeah. And you also see a bit of what's his name, the Purple Man, David Tennant,
yes.
who'll be the villain in this very sinister looking fellow, isn't he?
David Tennant. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What do we know about David Tennant?
Do you mean as a person?
As a person.
Seems jovial enough.
That's what I thought.
He's got a Scottish accent.
Ooh.
His American accent is not great, so I'm glad he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone with generic British man, right?
Yeah, and that's good, because he's done that before. He does that in Doctor Who. He did that in Casanova, the telly movie.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah. Peter O'Toole was in it.
Huh.
And Rose
Is Peter Burr. O'Toole in Jessica Jones?
I don't think he is.
Mm.
He's
dead?
I don't think he might be.
Mm.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Sorry, Peter O'Toole. You're dead.
We liked you.
Yeah. Look, it looks like I reckon this is looking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've also released a few clips over the last couple of weeks.
Bar
sort
fights.
Of like that. Yeah. So she's tough enough to clearly beat up a whole bar full of angry bar patrons.
Exactly. Yeah.
With no effort. So that's pretty impressive.
I think if you were superpowered, that's as tough as you need to be.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want any more than that?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
That'll do it.
Then you become a menace. You're bloody the Hulk, aren't you?
You're bloody the Hulk, mate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk Wonder Woman, the Wonder Woman movie that's coming out in whenever the year that's coming out.
Sure.
Apparently, we've talked about this. There'll be two settings, World War One and modern day. This is all...
World War One.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can't do World War Two because Captain America did it.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, they could, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm. And apparently it's going to follow the comic book closely, and it's considered to be the Thor of the DC Universe.
Hmm.
Who would have thought Aquaman would have been the Thor of the DC Universe?
I would have thought...
Hercules?
No, whatever Marvel. Off-brand Thor the DC Universe has.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Can't think off the top of my head.
Well, they don't really have the old gods, because they have the new gods.
That's right.
And the premise of that is that... all the old gods were killed in Ragnarok, and then these two new planets were, or realms, I guess, were developed, New Genesis and Apocalypse. So.
And they're both pretty good, for different reasons.
Sure, yeah. Apocalypse has those nice fire pits.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, where am I here? I don't even know. So the villains in that are apparently going to be Cersei?
Yes.
Cersei. It's C-I-R-C-E.
Let's go with your pronunciation then.
And Ares. Sorry, yeah. Ares.
Thank you.
Good. So two of those people.
We're going to get letters.
Good.
Yeah.
I enjoy the letters.
Me too.
So apparently Cersei's going to be working behind the scenes and kind of pulling the strings, and Ares is going to be like the, you know, your kind of hands
on. A guy swinging a big sword.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what we're going to get from that. That sounds very exciting though.
For anybody who hasn't seen, there's a Justice League Unlimited episode.
Yeah.
Called This Little Piggy, I think.
Yep.
And it's the premise is that Cersei turns Wonder Woman into a pig.
Yes.
And she gets loose in the city.
Yes.
I think it's Gotham City.
Yep.
And Batman has to go and find her.
Yes.
And take care of business. It's a great episode.
And what does he have to do at the end?
It's a spoiler. Yeah. Don't say. It's a secret. It's a sizzle.
It's bloody great.
Yeah, it is great.
Yeah. Look, before we talk about Batman v Superman news, I guess we should talk about bloody... That thing.
The theory. I think this was on moviepilot.com. That's
where
the theory was first posited.
Yep.
The theory is...
Look, it's good on this guy for writing it out.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. Yeah. There's a lot of... He's done a lot of diagrams.
Yes, he has.
He's taken some screen caps and he's circled important elements.
I know how difficult that is.
Yes.
Because I do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's made a caption in a lovely yellow font, one would assume.
Yes.
He's found a good header image to draw the eye for clickety clicks.
That's all the things, mate. That's all you need.
Look, the theory is that the Christopher Nolan Batman universe,
yes,
and the Zack Snyder Man of Steel universe,
yes,
are the same universe.
Yes.
And that, and therefore Batman, the Christian Bale Batman,
yep,
still exists in this universe.
Yes.
And that is the Batman we are eventually going to get in this movie.
Yep.
But in the trailer, we see Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
We assume that he is Bruce Wayne Batman.
Yes.
But the theory is that he is, in fact, Slade Wilson Deathstroke.
Because of the grey hair.
Yes. And because one of the ideas is that in the trailer, he sees, you know, the Wayne Tech building crashing to the ground. And he runs into, like, everybody else is running away from the debris. He runs into the debris to rescue a little girl. And the theory is that because he's a metahuman, he can survive running in where everybody else would die. So it must be Deathstroke.
Or Bruce Wayne. Because he's pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, he's pretty good. That's the... there's a lot to this theory, ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, that Jeremy Irons is not Alfred. He's Wintergreen, who is Deathstroke's butler, essentially.
Yep.
Even though they were like army buddies, one became the other's butler.
Sure, that's how it works.
I don't care for that.
That's how it's going to end up with in our life, depending on
one will become sentenced to the other one's butler. Just like that episode of Seinfeld.
Exactly.
Yeah. But look, I don't buy it.
No.
I love a good insane theory. Please email us all your insane fan theories.
No, don't.
You love the letters.
I love the letters.
Look, you draw the line of insane fan theory.
I'm not going to lie. I don't mind the theories depending on how long they are.
Yep.
If they're like a few sentences, absolutely. But I don't have time to read like a 10-page fan
theory. Right, but if it's a 10-page theory and there's no paragraph breaks.
Yes, that's right.
Look, at least... If you're gonna send in a fan theory, at least short sentences, punchy, some diagrams and pictures in between to break it up, separate paragraphs.
And also
please.
put it on Movie Pilot because it'll probably get some traction.
Oh, absolutely,
because anybody can.
We've received this heaps. There.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't buy it because I don't love the idea of a huge mythology with this, you know, additional characters, whatever.
Mm.
I don't buy it because they're trying to reestablish Batman.
Yeah,
they want to build some additional Batman, you know, they want a whole bunch more Batman movies to come out of this.
Sure. They want more Batmaning.
Yeah, they want more Batmaning. It's too complicated.
More Batmaning for your buck.
Thank you. And your more casual viewer is not going to enjoy this idea of like, hey, you know, you came here to watch a Batman movie.
Yes.
Well, the first half of this is a character called Deathstroke you've never heard of.
Yes.
He's got a butler you've never heard of also.
They used to be friends.
Yeah, he's using all of Batman's equipment for some reason.
He's not a villain anymore. Is he masquerading as Bruce Wayne?
Apparently he's masquerading as Bruce Wayne.
Running the company?
In this theory, he's going to be called Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Or he's going to... Actually, I think the theory says that he's not going to be called Bruce Wayne, but he's going to be referred to as Batman. Like, we never hear his name said.
Okay.
But then Christian Bale Batman shows up again. And then he's suddenly Slade Wilson. Like, we know he's Slade Wilson.
Gotcha.
It doesn't work.
Also, wasn't it that John Blake, who took over the Batman mantle at the end of Dark Knight Rises,
is the Joker now?
Is now the Joker, yeah. Because he wouldn't have been very good at being Batman.
And because,
which I believe.
Yep. And because the first two letters of his first name are J-O.
Yes.
And the last two letters of his surname are K-E, which spells joke, so he's the Joker.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Oh, they also.
But that's weird because the Joker already exists in this universe.
Yes.
So it'd be weird that his parents specifically named him in this weird, puzzly manner so that he would be joke. You know what I mean?
Weird coincidence. Not Joker.
Yeah, joke.
Joke.
You'd think they'd have him change his name by default to John Blaker.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, not only that, I mean, part of the theory was that Christian Bale was approached and offered $50 million to return, which is apparently true.
Mm. And I think apparently a lot of money.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Mm.
But he obviously turned it down.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm done with this shit. I can't.
Right.
Never again. You know, he never said that.
And you've got a limited time, I think. Less these days, but you've got, I feel a lot of celebrity, like a lot of actors, have a limited time to reestablish themselves as something else.
Yes.
Otherwise, they are typecast as their character
That's
forever.
Right.
Like, I mean, it happened with Christopher Reeve and Adam West and those guys. Less now, but I think it's a case of you have to go out and do something else. In contrast to that, otherwise, you are Batman forever.
I think, though, if Christian Bale had to come back on board.
Yep.
Then, this would be the same universe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, I guess they're just loosely tied. Because Man of Steel on its own could fit in the Dark Knight universe.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
That being said, that Batman could not beat Superman.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's over in less than a punch.
Less than a punch.
That's over in, like, the air shockwave
yes.
that Superman produces while starting the punch. Like, that hits Batman before the punch does, and he dies.
His face just tears off.
Just tears off, and then Superman just stops midair and goes, oh, well, this is over, and then he flies away. So.
But look, speaking of Batman v Superman, the movie that's coming out, there were some new info and images out this week.
I didn't see them.
They're all
Describe
fine.
Them to me.
They're just like, look at this on set, whatever.
Okay.
Go look them up if you want to see them. They're fine. They also, Henry Cavill has talked about the Zod Superman fight from Man of Steel and how the opening prologue of Batman v Superman will be all of that from Batman's perspective or Bruce Wayne's perspective or Slade Wilson's perspective.
Sure, yeah.
Or John Blake's perspective or Joke's perspective.
Yeah.
Whoever it ends up being. And so it's just him kind of saving as many people as he can and probably failing at a lot of it.
Mm.
And then that sends him in.
Ooh, I hope there's a lot of. I hope Affleck's perfected his. Ooh!
Nuts!
Nuts! Foils again!
And all that.
That's my Boston accent, by the way.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that sends him into a rage, and he's kind of that. Puts Superman on his radar, his bat radar.
Radar.
Yes. Zack Snyder has also said, the director, that Batman has an advantage over Superman in that it's Superman's goodness, and Batman knows how to exploit that. But I don't feel that. Is this Superman? Does he have that kind of?
It's tough to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
This Superman seems very practical more than anything else.
Sure, yeah.
Like he'll.
Practical and loose.
He's a loose unit, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again, lessons learned, I'm sure, from Man of Steel.
Yeah. Like, unless Batman's got a gun to his mum's head or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not breaking a neck. But also, Ben Affleck mentioned that the Batsuit used in this, the armored one, that's completely CGI. There are practical ones that they've taken to conventions or whatever.
Okay, right. But the one in motion is completely CGI.
And he says it's kind of embarrassing because, which it would be, because you're in a ping pong ball suit. Or,
yes, you
or
are.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised because I know.
I want to see that B-roll. That's going to be great.
Do you think they'll ever release it?
Yes. Yes.
Do you reckon?
I hope so. Unless there's some sort of contract, unless Ben Affleck said,
please don't.
Yeah. Look, you can keep half my fee if you don't release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you look at like Mark Ruffalo running around on set as the Hulk and good on him for doing it.
Yeah.
But he looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's all very, very cool. David Goya also said something interesting. He's producing the Krypton TV series.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be set, I think it's for the Sci-Fi Network or channel or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that's set 200 years before Man of Steel and will explore aspects of Krypton left out of Man of Steel, which kind of hints at that taking place in the same universe as The movies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
I mean, it's irrelevant because it's 200 years prior.
Sure, yeah.
And it has no impact and everyone on that planet is dead.
I hope that it is just every episode it is Jor-El.
Yep.
Like a very young Jor-El, clearly, because it's 200 years. Like,
how long do they live?
I think just regular human time.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Jor-El's granddad.
Yep.
And every week he just has to avert the destruction of Krypton.
He's just plugging a different hole in the planet to stop the lava from exploding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that is a series with a very definitive ending.
I have no interest in watching a doomed planet.
Mm.
Like, I don't care. Unless it is all about the journey, but it's not even going to have Jor-El in it. Like, I couldn't give a shit about this. Unless it's amazing, obviously.
Yeah.
But, God.
Unless it's... I don't know, because I really like the weird Kryptonian technology.
I agree. Yep, I agree with that.
That weird biotechnical organic stuff.
How much of that can they pull off on the Sci-Fi Network, though?
Unless... Sci-Fi Channel, especially.
Yeah.
Look, unless they just give them all the CGI templates, which they're not going to do.
I don't know,
maybe.
Yeah.
They'll give him something. I don't know.
Something,
but also...
They'll make Russell Crowe do it.
Yeah, good.
You could have Russell Crowe or the CGI.
That's it's one or the other. Yeah. And it's just, they get Russell Crowe and he's just in the Sci-Fi Channel offices. That's how they film it. I'm sick to death of these Kryptonian wars. And he's just banging on somebody's desk.
There's just a cup of rattling pens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
But that's the thing, like... Because if you don't get the super high-tech Kryptonian stuff, nobody has any superpowers.
No.
So
what do you got?
What do you got, exactly?
You got your big Praying Mantis horses that fly or whatever that is? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, you got the...
How are you going to bloody do that? The other thing is...
Krypton doesn't look like a fun place to live.
No, it looks like...
Even pre-war.
Everything's jagged and brown.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Weird birthing matrixes, which apparently you can just swim into and just steal. You know, he goes into the code and it's like, warning, don't take the codex, please. And he's like, this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I thought we were past the point, though, where we're like, can we just get superheroes in our superhero shows?
We've just received a tweet.
Yep.
It says, guys, please don't talk about the Batman v Superman opening scene.
That's what I said.
Too late.
Wait, the opening scene?
Yep.
Oh, no. Well, we did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Were we not supposed to?
We'll edit out your version.
But if that person's heard of it.
Yeah.
Look,
I'm just saying what the internet's saying, all right?
All right, fair enough. Yeah, so, can we get superheroes in our superhero movies? I mean, TV shows? Like,
that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there seem like a lot of steps have been moved towards doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason why Gotham is mostly terrible is because there's no Batman in it.
Mm.
And probably other reasons, maybe some writing, I don't know.
Sure, maybe that.
Yeah. Anyway, great.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me on Twitter the other day, do you think that, and we've discussed this, do you think Jim Gordon in this series will ever...
Is the Joker?
No, but that's an excellent fan theory that somebody could work on. Will ever get back together with that Barbara?
No.
And I've said no.
You can't.
But...
She's Barbara Keane.
Yes.
And that's who she is in the comics sometimes.
Well, I'm saying what if
it
turned... Because what if it turned out she was under the influence of something else? And then she's like, oh, I was just crazy because of crazy mind rays.
Yep, sure.
Because the balloon man hit me with crazy mind rays. You know what I mean?
Look, assuming that this lasts 15 seasons, so Batman can
and
turn...
And it will.
Up. No, it won't.
Out of spite, it will.
If this
Smallville lasted 9
But
or
people
10?
Like Smallville, and that's all we had.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't even watch it.
Yeah.
And I watched most things. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not true anymore. But, I would be... surprised if this goes past 3 seasons.
Uh-huh.
Unless it really picks up.
Yeah.
Like quality wise. Mm-hmm. Fox have a tendency to cancel everything. So.
That's true.
We'll see how that goes. But yeah, I guess mind rays. But
I'm going with mind rays. Yeah. I think there's a possibility if we introduce mind rays.
So they're just like, oh, there's mind rays. And then she...
Well,
she's...
didn't they bloody introduce the Joker is killed on television and then it turns out that makes everybody else kill everybody else or something?
Did you end up watching
that? No, I didn't watch him. Yeah. I said I was going to, but then I didn't.
You got the gist.
Yeah, I got the gist. Yeah, I got it.
All right, so last week we talked about Back to the Future and we mentioned that the Hill Valley Preservation Society is doing a charity competition where
if you donate
any amount of money to their Facebook page...
Even a dollar.
Even a dollar. The HVP. HVPS.
Facebook.com/HVPS. Yes, the HVPS.
Yep. You can win one of two original Back to the Future cells. Now, because I will be putting a video up on YouTube, which I haven't finished yet, about Back to the Future, and I mentioned in that, I want to give it another week to raise more money.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. For it. So I'm sorry to those people who have donated. You are absolutely still in the running.
No, you're out of the running. Yeah. Early birds are out of the running. That's how this works. Only latecomers.
So we will definitely announce it next week.
And we're taking all the early birds' money and we're burning it.
Yes, we are. So we'll announce that next week. Just for those people who didn't hear or were not aware of what we're talking about, all the proceeds go to the Michael J. Fox Institute for, I can't remember what it's called exactly, but it's to go towards a cure for Parkinson's.
Fantastic.
Great cause. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, get on board that if you are keen. Facebook.com/thehvps.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, Mason.
Hello.
We were going to... Every time I hear that, it's,
yeah, I know, it's Frank Frank Walker. Tiles, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Big week for Star Wars. We were going to talk about Halloween stuff, but we're going to do that next week.
We're going to talk about maybe famous monsters and such. We can do it next week.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it next week.
We're in the Halloween season. We can do it anytime.
Tis the season.
Unless we're killed by famous monsters.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not saying that, but you know, that's what you're saying.
Ooh.
So, why don't we this week talk at length,
ad nauseum,
about Star Wars trailer? Yes.
The Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer came out. There were a lot of thoughts.
Before we get to the trailer,
yes,
there's some other things we've got to talk about. In particular, the poster. The Star Wars The Force Awakens the poster.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Did you see it?
Yes, I've seen it.
What'd you think of it?
There's a lot going on.
People said that. It's very busy.
If you look at the... I saw an article on the sort of the evolution of the Star Wars poster over the years.
Sure.
They've gotten a lot busier.
Yes.
Certainly.
Well, you know what, though? The original ones, there's less characters, but there is a lot going on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of, when they re-released them, they got kind of more generic and kind of dull.
That's true, yeah.
They're still okay. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of more your classic kind of Star Wars, but just a lot more going. More Star Wars than you could possibly know. They fit like every made character on there, except for Luke, which we'll talk about.
That's true, yeah. You know what? I admire the internet's ability. Like, I reckon not even an hour, probably 15 minutes after the poster came out.
Yeah.
There was a poster where every character was Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
And just, like, seamless.
Exactly.
They're so good at that.
People took the original Star Wars posters and replaced, so all the characters are now from the classic series in there. Like, people go nuts.
They go nuts.
And, of course, straight away you get people complaining. They're like, this is too much. It's ruining Star Wars or whatever. Heads up.
The pristine Star Wars saga. Six perfectly made movies.
As we've mentioned, they're really like two for six.
Yeah.
Two and a half for six. I like a lot of Return of the Jedi. Yeah, okay. So yeah, it's a poster. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I looked at that and I went, yep. And then I went and did something else. And I don't know what that was.
Was it a reaction video? Where you had a reaction to the Star Wars poster and you cried?
I didn't. Okay. Reaction videos, right?
Yes.
I don't have a problem with them. A lot of people I know do them. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem with that. Good on them. They make, you know, they bring in the views and the clicks and whatever. And people have asked me, why don't you do one? For one, I don't do camera stuff. I'm against it. Uh-huh. Either in this or pornography or anything.
Absolutely.
No camera stuff. But it would just be me sitting there watching a trailer in silence because you don't talk during a trailer out loud to yourself.
No.
Because who does that? Mm-hmm. And then at the end,
because you could miss a thing.
Exactly.
You could miss a bit of dialogue or a thing or a music or
whatever. Exactly. Yeah. So it would be me watching in silence and then at the end I'd go, yeah, that was pretty good. And then that would be it.
Yep.
So no one wants to see that. I don't want to make that. Yeah. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just look at it at length and ruin all the plot speculations.
There we go.
But look, Mason, before we get to Star Wars trailer,
frame by frame, second by second,
can we talk?
I'm going to bring it up on the thing here.
Sure.
But bring it up on the big screen.
The biggest screen you have, your iPad.
It's an iPad. It's an iPad.
But can we talk what everyone wants to know about the statistics?
Okay.
In relation to Star Wars ticket sales.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you have any interest in this?
No, although I did I did read an article the other day. It was the, if you Google Star Wars, I think it's Star Wars franchise revenue.
Yeah.
$27 billion.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Pretty good, right?
So this one, in the US, Fandango, which is, I presume, is some kind of movie website we don't have here.
Fandango, I think, is like Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, they sold 8 times as many opening day tickets as they did for the first day of the Hunger Games sale. Hunger Games being the biggest opening sales of all time. And Star Wars did 8 times more.
8 times that many. That's going to be tough to beat.
IMAX.
Who's going to beat that? No one.
No one.
Yeah.
IMAX sold, this is just in the States, IMAX sold $6.5 million worth of
it sold that many dollars. It was just out, people out the front just selling dollars.
Giving them away. Half price.
$1 for a dollar.
It was, so $6.5 million worth of tickets in 12 hours. The previous record at IMAX was 1 million.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Star Wars is doing quite well.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Now, it's expected to hit a domestic total in the US of 300 million, which is...
Opening weekend,
which would beat Jurassic World, which made like 200 and something.
Yep.
It would beat it by like nearly, I think it's over 50 million, maybe even close to 100. And they're saying 600 million worldwide opening.
Wow.
Which is... And Jurassic World made...
In a way, that's a lot of money.
In a way, it is, when you think about it. Yep. And Jurassic World made $524 million opening weekend worldwide.
Hmm.
This, if it's
good... I bet Jurassic World's shaking in its boots right now.
I don't think they care. They got their money. They made their money.
Can't go back.
No. If...
You fired Colin Trevorrow. You tried your best.
I already left. He's doing a Star Wars.
Oh, he is too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He jumped ship to make it even bigger.
If you don't make $500 million at least on your new Star Wars, Trevorrow, you're out.
You're out in your bloody ear. Mm. If this is good, this will be the biggest movie of all time. This will beat Avatar.
Mm.
I mean, do you think there's any chance that this won't be
good?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a chance of that. But do you think that it will be the biggest movie of all time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because people have been... Revenge of the Sith come out?
2005.
Okay, so we've been waiting 10 years for this.
But
there's a decade of build-up.
It's not even 10 years. It's 32 years.
It really is, yeah.
Because as much as I was excited for The Phantom Menace when it came out...
Yep.
This... Look, I'm going to regret saying this.
Yeah, you are. Whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, you're going to regret it.
This is the most excited for a movie I have ever been in my life.
In your life, wow.
Possibly one of the most exciting things just in my life in general, which sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know how that sounds. I know how pathetic that sounds. I'm aware of that.
Uh-huh.
And I know that this could be bad. And you know what? If it is bad, I don't really care. Because there will be Star Wars movies forever.
Sure, yeah.
We're going to get a good one eventually.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But If it's good, I'll be like, great, that's pretty good. It could have been terrible and it wasn't. Yep. So that's great. What about you in terms of anticipation?
Look, I am cautiously optimistic. It actually looks... This trailer does not fill me with dread. But if you recall, do you remember all the early promo for The Phantom Menace?
All great.
Looked great, didn't it?
Yeah. All looked great.
I wonder if we're going to go through this. Because, again,
yeah.
Here's my catchphrase for this era.
Yes.
What if it's just a movie?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think we're going to go through that weird stage of denial again?
I don't think
because
so.
Because I remember when Phantom Menace came out, all the newspapers and whatever gave it 5 stars. They were like, this is a triumph.
Yep.
Look at these effects. Look at this epic storytelling and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And it was only like 18 months later that people were like, no, this was garbage.
Yep.
Do you think that if this is just a movie, do you think it's going to be, which it might be, what if it is just a movie? Do you think it's going to be 5 stars across the board and people going... This is a triumph once again. It's back to form, etc.
I think what will happen if they screen it, which I'm trying to get us tickets to that, by the way.
Uh-huh.
They might not be screening it in certain places. I know there's some places.
You mean prior to its release?
Yeah.
Yep.
They probably will, but it's not guaranteed for everybody. I emailed them the morning of the trailer came out.
Uh-huh. They were probably busy.
No, they emailed back and said, yeah, we're still working on it. We're not sure.
Okay.
Which is weird
that
they email me back.
Right.
So I went and bought.
And then you got a second MLPS. Who is this?
Yeah. We don't do a lot of these, do we?
No.
Because I don't want to see Pan early, which I did.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah. Anyway, it's not important. So I got.
We're the guys that saw Pan early. We're on your list of idiots who'll see anything.
So. Yeah, so I got midnight tickets. Did you get tickets?
I did. I have. I'm seeing it for anybody anybody who's listened to Steel Wars, the Star Wars podcast with my friend comedian Steel Saunders. I was on it the other day.
Yeah.
He has arranged a midnight screening at Knox.
Yep.
In Melbourne.
Yep.
It's an 800 seat theatre. Tickets are selling very fast, but you might be able to sneak in there. I'm going to be at that.
Yep.
At midnight on the Wednesday, I think.
Yep.
And then we're doing a podcast. At the pub next door at 2:30 in the morning. So.
Where you'll say that was just a movie.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll be amazed. Who knows? We don't know where it's going to go. We're in uncharted territory, mate.
So my question to you is though.
Yes.
This movie is like, it's a phenomenon. Phenomenon. It's a juggernaut.
Yeah. Say it again. What is it?
Phenomenal.
Okay,
no,
good.
It's a phenomenon. It's a juggernaut. It's potentially the biggest movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the trailer?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Kind of enthused about it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what does annoy me?
You know, it revealed a little bit more of the setting, but it didn't spoil the plot.
It took a lot of stuff we'd already seen, like a crashed TIE fighter and whatever, and they're just like, oh yeah, that's this just slightly more footage of that.
Yep.
So we didn't get a lot more.
And we don't know what the villain is doing specifically, although we can guess.
Yep.
It's a super weapon.
Yes, it's on the poster.
It's another Death Star.
Absolutely. But you know what? I you know what really annoys me?
Maybe it's not though.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
You know how like when you see it like on the news or whatever, or like on websites that aren't like movie news websites and they're like, can you believe it? Bloody Star Wars has taken over the internet. Like, can you believe it? Star Wars is back and people like Star Wars so much? Yes, I fucking can. Yeah,
$27 billion.
Are you out of your mind? Like, what are you talking about? It like it's something that nobody likes or has seen.
It's the
everybody likes Star Wars or knows Star Wars.
It's the most popular film franchise of all time.
It baffles me that people are like, people in every country gather to watch a different variation of people kick a fucking ball around and nobody bats an eye, right?
Yep.
And people also play like fantasy football, which is essentially Dungeons and Dragons with football.
Right.
It's just statistics
and
all that kind of shit.
Everybody's a nerd about something, but if you're a nerd about swinging fake laser swords about, you're an authentic nerd.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like what you like,
yeah.
But why act surprised? Like it just annoys me.
It's not surprising.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Remember that thing we literally all of us saw like 10 years ago? Remember every single one of us went to the movie? They're doing another one and people are buying tickets to it. What is
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
That's all I'm saying.
But I guess what else are they going to do on the news?
I know, but like...
Actual politics? Important things?
I'm just saying, even if you hate it...
And I do.
Yeah, don't be an idiot. Like, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm. It's weird that they screened it during football, though. They made people sit through football to watch it. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they put it into halftime at a Monday night football game.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so tonally, it sat pretty well, didn't it? Looked pretty serious.
Yeah, totally.
It doesn't necessarily look like kids' stuff. Like the bloody prequels, which I'm okay with if it is. Star Wars is for kids as well.
Yeah.
Don't let adults take Star Wars from children, which they kind of have or kind of haven't. I don't know. It's hard to say. The music sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not John Williams, though. There's somebody else composed that. He is doing the score.
Right.
But presumably he's busy doing that. They'd probably be finished by now. This movie's like 2 months away. Yeah. Less than.
Come on, John Williams.
I know. Get it together.
Come on, mate.
Like, and just the way it's shot, it looks incredible, right?
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there is a lot of CGI. I know people are saying, there's hardly any CGI. There will be CGI in every shot of this.
Yes.
Like, without a doubt.
Like, it's going to, but it's much,
it's there's
much
a,
more smoothly integrated.
Exactly. There's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a real set and you've got a bloody, the background CGI, that's fine. Who cares?
Yeah, that's
and,
fine. Yeah.
Those X-Wings aren't real, probably.
I mean, we used to be just matte paintings.
Yes.
Of stars and stuff.
And they looked pretty good.
Yeah.
They looked all right.
They looked bad.
They didn't, did they? Ah. So I guess we should go through it.
Let's go through it second by second.
Let's do our reaction.
And okay.
No.
Ooh. Ooh, she's got goggles on. Where are the goggles from?
So that's Rey, yeah? You messaged me this week and you're like, I bet that's a bloody Solo kid.
I feel she's Rey Solo.
Yep.
Look, we'll get to it in a second.
Yep.
But first of all, it's one syllable.
Yes.
So I reckon it's Han's daughter.
Yes.
Although it could be Luke's daughter.
Well, that's like, it could be. Yeah. I think they might be, is that me? Oh, yeah. It's my mate, sorry. I think she might be Luke's daughter.
Okay.
And I think if she's hanging out with Han Solo, maybe he's taking her to find Luke Skywalker.
Right. Okay, here's my theory.
Go.
Here's my theory, because you talked about it in one of your little videos. Your little fun
You're
little
so
videos.
Patronizing.
Your fun little videos on your little internet with your little yellow font. That she is in the trailer, and we'll skip to it, but she's in tears over a man wearing some kind of jacket.
Hashtag Star Wars jacket speculation.
Thank you. I reckon that's Han.
Yeah.
Because he's got Han hair.
Yep.
I think that basically, when you think about the history of Han and Leia, it's all him going, princess, you're bloody, stop being a princess. You're such a princess. You're a precious little princess or whatever, right? And then he has the kid and it's a daughter and immediately flips and he's like, oh, she's my little princess,
okay.
Right? So, and then he raises her like that and he shields her from the universe kind of thing.
Yep.
And then she grows up and she's like, I'm tired of this. I want to go out and explore the universe.
Yep.
She gets her own sweet bachelor pad inside an AT-AT and she becomes a scavenger.
Bachelorette pad.
Thank you. Bachelorette. I've lost my train of thought.
That works.
Thank you.
And that's an A-grade podcast joke. Not a written joke.
Not a written joke at all. No, that's a bad one. And then she goes off and she's spent a few years away from him, right?
Yeah.
And then when he dies, spoiler alert, at the end of this,
yep.
Then she's like, oh no, I should have spent more time with my dad. My dad.
You know what I think?
I love you, dad. Yeah.
I think she was a Jedi student.
Okay.
I think Kylo Ren was a Jedi student.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think she's Han Solo's daughter. I think she might be Luke's.
Okay.
And I think that Han Solo comes to get her for whatever reason. He hasn't seen the Falcon in years.
Yes.
Because he's like, we're home. I haven't. Uh-huh. And then they go to find Luke Skywalker. And I don't necessarily think that that's Han dead. But I can get to that. We can go through it. I can list
it. We can talk about jackets, yeah.
Speculation.
Yeah. Did you read, there was an article, I can't remember what it was on, but it was all the jackets in Star Wars ranked.
Did I start that?
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Sure.
It got a bit of ground on Twitter. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's
yeah. So I think Kylo Ren also, who's in the trailer, I think he's probably more inclined to be Han's son.
Kylo Ren, okay.
For a number of reasons. Some people pointed out as well that his name even, and I feel stupid saying this.
You should.
KY, like in Skywalker.
Like the jelly.
Like the jelly. Like Skywalker and Allo as in Solo.
Oh.
I mean, it could mean nothing. It probably means
nothing. It's probably the Lucasfilm random name generator.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron.
Yeah, so I think that he was also, I think him and her were students of Luke,
uh-huh.
And he went south, and she went into hiding or exile, because she looks like to me that she's trapped, or at the very least hiding on that planet.
Okay.
Like, she's got that kind of look of like, I just want to leave this place. She's got that, like how Luke had in the first Star Wars.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I see it.
Right.
But this is all jacket speculation, mate.
It is jacket speculation. See, if that's true, and it could very well be true.
Yeah.
I feel that that would make more sense than if she were Han's daughter.
Yeah.
Because if she's Skywalker's daughter,
yeah,
it's exactly the same as the first one.
Yes.
Like, it's just a rehash.
That is a concern of mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I will talk about.
Please.
Also.
Yeah.
So Kylo Ren mentions that he wants to finish what Vader started.
Yep.
What is he talking about?
Killing a whole bunch of kids. Getting more of his limbs cut off.
I think he killed as many kids as he could.
Yeah. Like, there were none left.
We
ultimately
got a video this week.
Yes.
Which I'll play right now.
Uh-huh.
Hang on.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, you can't hear it. Basically, it's the kid who got...
I can't see it either.
No, you can't. It's the kid who got murdered by Anakin Skywalker, who's like, Master Skywalker, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
It's him 10 years later, and he says the line, and he says, grab that gem.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It. Amazing.
I love it.
And even more surprising, cute kid didn't grow up to be a monster.
Oh, fam, good on him. Yeah. Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's very cool. Thank you to Sam for sending that in. So, yeah, so... Do you think maybe he wants to, like, kill all the Jedi, like Vader started?
That is a good question. I mean...
Vader started a lot of shit.
He did, didn't he? What other plans did he have that did not come to fruition? His ultimate goal was to eliminate all the Jedi, really.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like the Empire for the Emperor and Vader were more a tool for the Sith.
Yes.
I think they had their own agenda, mm-hmm. and that was just kind of their hand that yeah. they kind of used.
Because ultimately, none of the rest of the Empire's actions were really of any concern to Vader.
Yes.
Like it's irrelevant to him to crush the rebellion.
He'll do it if he has
He'll
to.
He'll do it if he has to, but ultimately he just wanted Luke and Leia.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
And to turn him to the dark side or kill him or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some legs.
He wanted his legs back, yeah, but that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think, and the interesting thing is, well, it's not interesting, that's all a matter of perspective, isn't it? That most of the galaxy might not necessarily know that Vader turned good, including Kylo Ren.
Mm.
Maybe Luke didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So his legacy, he might be thinking he's continuing this legacy that Vader didn't end up believing in the end. Because do you think Luke would really come out and tell everybody the truth? Or do you think he'd be like, or maybe that's why he's in exile?
Maybe, yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he just took off.
Yeah.
You know what is interesting is that, matter of perspective, what is interesting to me is that when you think of, like, post Return of the Jedi and all the expanded universe stuff,
yeah.
there was just this flood of, like, Luke started up a new Jedi Order,
yep.
and there was, you know, Jedi training temples, and everybody became a Jedi. Like, yes. every second character was like, oh, no, I'm a Jedi now, and, you know, and everybody learned the ways of the Jedi and got Force powers or whatever. This trailer seems to suggest that it's been 30 years and there are still no other Jedi.
That's, yes.
Which I think is pretty big.
Which, because I had a theory...
Because all the characters, they're talking to Han, and they're like, Jedis? Was that really a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like... Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. It's this guy, he put on one of those helmets with a blast shield. You know those ones that are outlawed because they don't make no sense and they're just dangerous when you're driving a space fighter? Anyway, put one of those on. He put the blast shield down. He couldn't see a bloody thing, but then he...
I acted cool at the time, but...
It's like, what is this? Why do we even have that?
I do find that interesting. I think that... I had a theory a while back that Luke did... try to start this up,
yep,
and it just didn't go. Like it went bad, and maybe that's why he went into hiding, or maybe he never bothered. But I feel like it would have been something that he attempted, because Yoda and Obi-Wan kept pushing on him. You're the last one. You need to do
this. Yeah.
Don't go into hiding.
Yeah,
keep your hands.
And Leia clearly useless in the midichlorians department. I don't know what's going
Apparently,
on.
Apparently, yeah. You know what I did love from this trailer?
What's that?
Oh, we saw Poe Dameron being tortured.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
That's what you loved.
On the bloody hand.
Torture.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I loved how genuine it felt with Han Solo talking about how everything was real.
Uh-huh.
Like he went from this guy, like you were talking about, who's just like, everything's bullshit. Nothing controls my destiny. Do you like my sweet vest? I stole it from Greedo.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then in this one, he's like, no, seriously, that's all real.
Okay.
And I haven't seen him do that.
Yes.
In like 20 years. Mm. Like act like that.
Right.
And I know it's a clip. It's a tiny fraction.
Uh-huh, sure.
But it feels like he's not phoning it in. That's what it feels like to me.
So do you think there will be, in the absence of a Harrison Ford Han Solo style character.
Yes.
Notwithstanding we've already got one in Han Solo. But do you think there is going to be a character who is taking the Han Solo role in this, in the sense there's a guy going, this is stupid. Or do you think we've moved on as an audience?
Oh, okay.
Do you think this movie is taking the premise that we, the audience, are all 100% on board with this premise? So there doesn't need to be a guy going, this is dumb, isn't it?
I think,
but just go with it, even because it's dumb.
I think if we see any of that, it's going to be in Poe Dameron. I think that's what he was cast for.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, but you know, we'll see if he doesn't die. We saw Han and Leia together.
We did.
Do you like that?
Little moment? Nice. Yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they haven't tried to mystically de-age her.
No.
Which is interesting.
Unless they did and it's really good.
Yeah.
Because she looks about like that, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on her. Did you like the bloody Millennium Falcon barreling TIE Fighter shit?
Yes, I did.
Bit of that, mate. That's
pretty good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. TIE Fighters battling X-Wings.
Yes. We get, what's his name? Stormtrooper?
Finn.
Finn, yes.
Who's also, interestingly, all these characters.
What if it's just a movie?
Finn, Rey, and Kylo Ren. No last names.
Yep.
And apparently that's intentional. So Finn could be somebody.
Yeah.
But everybody says Mace Windu or Lando. That's the thing.
Because they're the only two black guys in the Star Wars universe.
But yeah. I don't think that will be the case.
Okay.
He could be a clone. He could be a new template.
Sure,
He could have been someone from the from Rebels, and there's some people in from Rebels who could have done
some black people.
Yeah, but anybody for like there or even there's some other characters.
There could be some black people we've never met in the Star Wars universe,
and there's some people from comics that he could be. But yeah. I think he genuinely might be somebody. I don't know who though.
You mean a son of somebody famous?
Son, yeah.
Okay.
Or linked to something famous. I don't necessarily think he's nobody. But you know what? I'd prefer it if he was.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Because not everyone has to have a destiny. And
we've discussed this at length. Yeah. I feel that it does work best when not everybody has a destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But we see more, like, we do get more of a sense of who he is as, you know, his career trajectory kind of thing. Like, is he a stormtrooper who's also a TIE fighter pilot?
I don't think he's a TIE fighter pilot. Okay. The TIE pilot, I thought he might have been. I said that way back. Yeah. But I think you see it in other trailers. I think he steals that TIE fighter.
Okay, right.
And because he doesn't have the gear, and the other pilots that we do see in one of the trailers do have the gear.
Okay.
So I think he releases Poe Dameron and he flees.
So maybe Poe Dameron sort of explains to him that he's on the wrong side.
Yeah.
He figures out that he's on the wrong side.
Yeah.
He steals the TIE fighter. He crashes it.
Yep.
And then he learns the ways of the Jedi.
I think the movie's going to open with a massacre.
Okay.
With Poe Dameron there.
Yep.
They capture Poe Dameron. He gets tortured.
Yep.
Finn releases him. Takes his jacket.
Yeah. Jacket speculation.
Hashtag Star Wars jacket speculation.
Yep. Okay. Got to get the hashtag right.
That's right.
Got to get this trending.
And then goes off on an adventure. Mm. Because you never see them wearing the jacket at the same time. And the only time...
I think Poe Dameron gives him the jacket.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. To be like, might be cold on that desert planet.
Yeah.
take this jacket. We also see him in terms of career trajectory.
Yes.
He was a stormtrooper. He's like, I don't know why I'm even doing this anymore. Maybe he's a rebel spy.
Yep.
It's possible. And then you see him at the end with a lightsaber.
Yes.
Looking incredibly frightened.
Oh boy.
He's
not prepared for that fight.
No, which is great.
Yeah.
Bit of that. Mm. I'd like it to last longer than a second.
I don't want it to last longer than... Oh, do you mean the fight?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Not like... obviously, he'd have to be on the back foot the entire time. But also, you see Kylo Ren doesn't have a mask.
Mm.
So maybe... We don't even know that he looks like Adam Driver.
Sure.
Like, we've seen a photo of him with his mask off and it does look like Adam Driver, but that might be a misdirect. He might have a messed up Vader face or something like that. Yeah. But anyway.
He might be Jar Jar Binks.
He might be.
What a twist.
What a twist.
What if he was?
Speaking of hashtag Star Wars speculation. Yeah. Hey guys, this is a letter from Parker. Love the podcast and all that jazz. Since you guys will be looking at hashtag Star Wars jacket speculation, I wanted to ask a question. Do you think hyper-analyzing a trailer before a movie makes it more fun? Or disappointing if you figure out the bigger plot twists. Personally, I think it ruins a bit of the fun. All the best, Parker. P.S. Can I have the official Grumpy Gramps jacket crease of the podcast?
Absolutely,
yes.
Am I?
I think it does ruin some of the fun, yes.
Yeah. But I feel in this we haven't got
I mean, I'm ruining the fun.
Yeah, you're ruining it for yourself. I don't think there's enough plot in this to ruin it. I think this trailer is very good in the sense that we get more of the sense of the world.
Yep.
But you can't. I mean, potentially somebody could. I think potentially somebody could stumble on what the plot is.
Yes.
But I don't think you could go, okay, well, he's wearing the jacket in this.
Yes.
And then he's wearing the jacket in this scene. So obviously the plot is this.
I think there aren't enough dots to connect.
There aren't enough dots to connect. There are enough dots to enjoy and feel.
Yep.
You've gotten a good trailer, but I don't think there's enough dots to ruin it
to
for
flesh it out.
So I think we can just speculate on this all day.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we will.
Here we go.
Speaking of that, the trailer, this is how you do a trailer, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, without giving
away... You take some of the elements of the movie, some small snippets of the movie, you edit them together, you put some music behind it, you've done a trailer. That's how you do a trailer, people.
Don't forget to put it on live.
Don't just take the audio out of the movie and play the audio in its entirety from the movie on YouTube, because that's not a trailer. That's just going to a movie with your eyes shut. It's not how you do a trailer, people. This is how you do a trailer, people.
So, and I don't think that this necessarily works for all films. This works for Star Wars because people know all these familiar elements.
If you're going to do a Star Wars trailer, take some snippets from a Star Wars movie, the movie that's going to come out soon, and then you put them together. If you're not making a Star Wars trailer, don't do it because it won't work for a trailer that isn't a Star Wars trailer.
Use footage relevant to your particular movie. Don't forget to put it online.
Put it on the internet.
No, I feel like this is a perfect way of doing a Star Wars trailer, but I don't think this necessarily works for other movies because you have to reveal some of the plot to get people in.
That's true, yeah.
Like, everyone will see this regardless. This trailer wouldn't have come out and people still would have seen it. Maybe not in the droves that they now will because they released it with ticket sales and whatever. But I want to see more trailers like this where we don't know everything that's going to happen.
Please.
God, I mean, I'm hoping and I think it will. I think this is going to set a trend for that.
Good.
For they'll realize that people hate that shit.
Mm.
Including you.
I probably do. No, I really do. Yeah.
There you go.
There are trailers out that have the final couple of minutes
Amazing
of the movie.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, exactly.
As the final shot of the movie in the trailer. Mm. Yeah. The Green Lantern trailer, there's a scene where you see dead Hector Hammond.
Oh, right. The villain.
There you go. I mean, it's not, you have to look for it.
Yep.
But people do. People like me, idiots like me.
We're all idiots.
Yeah. Starkiller based, I think it's a hollowed out planet.
Okay, sure.
Which I'm worried about another Death Star, another super weapon.
What if it is?
Just a movie.
Yes, but also, what if it's the Rebellion's, what if it's the Rebellion's weapon? What if it's a planetary defense system?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Because it's under the control of General Hux, apparently.
Okay.
But if it is, sure, something different. I don't think they'd do that, though.
Nah.
But none of them's called they're called the Resistance now, by the way.
Okay, sure.
Just, you'll get letters.
I will get letters.
I'll get letters.
You'll get letters, I don't read the letters.
All right, let's talk to Jack of Speculation, right?
Okay, right, let's do it.
These are the people that could, so there's a scene in the trailer.
Yes.
How are we dragging this out so far? It's phenomenal.
It's what the people want.
There's somebody lying in the snow.
Yep.
Rey is crying over that person.
It's Frosty the Snowman.
It could be.
Spring has come and he's melting away.
I'm going to suggest something.
He'll be back another day. Yes?
that's a forest planet.
Yep.
You see earlier in the movie, like the Starkiller base, it looks like wipe out a planet and take down trees. Or yep. It looks like it. That might not be snow. That could be ash.
Oh.
Could be. I mean, it might not be. Mm-hmm. Just a suggestion.
Could be.
I'm just Star Wars speculating.
You're just speculating.
Okay, so the idea is that maybe that shows somebody dead. I don't think it is someone dead anymore. I've changed my mind. And every time I look at it, I change my mind again.
Okay.
So this week, I think a different thing.
Yep.
Who do you think it will be? You think it's Han Solo.
I think it's Han Solo.
You already said that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You already covered that.
Many times.
So some people have said Luke.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to... We'll talk about where he is, but he sounds like he's going to turn up very late in the game.
Mm.
And I don't think they're going to have him turn up late in the game and then die.
Immediately, sure.
And I think that would be a mistake. I think you can kill Han Solo. I don't think you can kill Luke.
These are things you can only do in a Star Wars movie. You can't kill Han Solo in a movie that he's not in. You can only do it in a Star Wars movie.
Correct. It could be Chewie. The fur kind of looks like.
Uh-huh.
And you can sort of see a balladeer, but I think that's
Bandolier.
Bandolier, sorry.
A balladeer is a man who sings ballads. A woman.
Are they really good?
Well, it depends on the balladeer, doesn't it?
The bandolier.
Oh, then yes.
The bandolier they're wearing.
Oh, then yes.
But I think that might be her wrist leather thing that she's wearing.
Okay, sure.
Could be Poe Dameron.
Could be Poe Dameron.
Because he's wearing a Star Wars jacket in one of the behind-the-scenes footage, but that might just be his own jacket, mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac's jacket. It could be Finn, which I think it is.
Okay.
Or it could be Leia, which I think is
it'd
a very outside...
It Finn wearing a wig, though.
Well, that's the thing. Some people have pointed out to me that the hair could be bushes in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that...
I've said a lot of things.
You say many things.
Yeah.
That J.J. Abrams...
Yeah.
...in the past has put, like, major plot points in his trailers.
By accident.
So you're saying by accident, not... You don't think it's a deliberate thing he does to get people enthused about a movie like...
I think that one wasn't deliberate. I think this one is deliberate. I think it's ambiguous enough where you can't know for sure.
Yep.
But in that other thing that he did,
yes,
you could work it out.
Mm-hmm.
What it basically was in the Wrath of Khan remake that he made, Into Darkness.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
There's a bit where Kirk dies, spoiler alert, and you see his hand on the glass,
yep,
and Spock's on the other side of it, and you're trying to work, or you don't know who's on the other side, and you're trying to work out whose hand it is, who's dying.
Yes.
And somebody went online and matched up the veins in his hand to Chris Pine's hand.
Right.
So it worked out.
He just attacked Chris Pine in the street, and he grabbed his hand.
Give us your hand!
He put it in one of those flatbed scanners.
And it was determined early on, mm-hmm, that something was going to happen to Kirk.
Yeah.
And then he would come back 5 minutes later, it mm-hmm turns out. Because you can cure death in that universe.
Now you can, yeah.
Mm. So what I think this is, I think that's Finn losing an arm in that battle he has with Kylo Ren.
Traditionally, somebody has to lose a limb.
Losing an arm
movie.
Or a limb or just damaged. Mm-hmm. And I think he's lying in the snow. And I think Han will die.
Right.
But I don't necessarily think it'll be then. Or maybe it will be then. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Because someone also sent me a picture, and I apologize for this, when they brightened
you
it up.
You should apologize for that.
No, I apologize for not knowing their name, sorry. And you brighten it up, and it looks like there is red on the jacket, so it could be his jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think he fights Kylo Ren and loses, and then I think Luke fights Kylo Ren.
Okay,
that's
sure
what I think.
That's your speculation. But do you think... See, I don't know, there's so many characters... And they all seem to be in disparate parts of the galaxy.
Correct.
So my question is, how do you get Rey and Finn
from
different parts of the galaxy, you put them together, you develop enough chemistry so that when Finn is mortally wounded or whatever it is, that she has a lot of feeling for him?
Well, Luke didn't know Ben Kenobi.
Oh, yeah, you just fake it.
You just fake it.
Just fake it.
Well, they go through a lot of stuff, I'd imagine, from the start. Because they'll meet up near the start of the movie and they'll bloody hang out for a bit.
Yes.
Maybe they're in love or whatever.
They might be in love or whatever.
Or
that's
whatever.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they're just good friends.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless this movie's 2.5 hours long, and it might be.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're going to have enough chemistry.
Okay, fair enough. Mm. That's a good jacket speculation.
That is good hashtag Star Wars jacket speculation. And... Yeah, look, and I know that Star Wars has a long history of just deciding two characters have great chemistry and should fall in love or whatever, and just making that happen.
They'll make you watch that.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's a pitfall they shouldn't and they wouldn't fall into again.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to say, I'm still saying it's Han.
Okay, yeah. And that's fair.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Like, it is fair. I'm allowed to say it's a podcast. I'm allowed to. It's two things, mate. It's a bloody podcast and it's a bloody democracy. I can say whatever I want about Star Wars. For now.
But like I said, I change my mind every time somebody sends me something.
Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah. I have no look. I think
I want to be surprised. Whatever it is, I don't want to be able to see it coming.
Mm.
That's for sure.
Like I think if anybody's listened to this podcast for any length of time, you'll know I have no firm opinions on anything and I'm liable to flip-flop at any moment. As soon as we stop recording, I'll probably completely change my mind.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eli wants to know.
Yes.
He's written in, where's Mark Hamill? He's not on the poster or in the trailer. Where do you think he is? Talked about hiding, right?
It's probably in hiding, yeah.
There is speculate. Nice socks. Are Thanks. You showing me that on purpose?
No, I'm just trying to not kick over the microphone.
Oh, yeah. You look like you're like, check out these socks.
How about these socks?
They're pretty good.
Thank you.
There's a theory that...
A little bit of sizzle there. What kind of socks am I wearing? Who's to say?
Maybe you'll tweet a picture.
I won't.
Maybe he definitely won't. There's a, people are saying
unless there's demand for it on the internet. And if there is, that A, that's odd, and B, I'll just have to, it'll be several days later and I'll have to show everybody my worn socks.
That's correct.
It'd be weird.
That Luke is actually Kylo Ren.
Ooh.
I don't think that's...
No, it couldn't be.
Any
no.
chance of that being
no,
true.
Absolutely not.
I mean, unless he's cloned into Adam Driver's body, I guess.
Yeah.
The part of the theory behind that is, A, we haven't seen him.
Yep.
But I don't think that necessarily means anything.
Yeah.
And I think people would be upset by that as well. Mm. Not necessarily if he went bad.
Yeah.
But if he just turned up and is like, oh, this other guy's Luke Skywalker.
Right, right, right.
And we know Mark Hamill is growing a beard out and whatever. Maybe it's a massive misdirect. But the other thing is a video surfaced online, which came out in the mid-2000s, where there was a rumor that Kevin Smith was working on the Star Wars TV series and Mark Hamill was going to be in it.
Uh-huh.
And Mark Hamill makes mention in that in between Empire and Jedi, he wanted Luke to go bad.
Okay.
And so people are like, oh, that he's probably got his wish. It's come true. It looks bad uh-huh. or whatever. But I don't think there's any chance that he's not just like a Ben Kenobi type.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's in exile and...
Maybe he did go bad at some point.
And now he's back. Yeah, maybe.
But...
Yeah. Somebody was saying there's room for grey Jedis.
Okay, yeah.
Who have gone... Like, because you've got Kyle Katarn in the Dark Forces games.
Yep.
Who went bad and then he came back.
Everybody's a Jedi.
Everybody's a Jedi. But that kind of works in the sense that there are probably people who cross over all the time.
Yeah.
And have the sort of the fortitude to come back. And maybe that's...
It's like binge drinking.
It's exactly like binge drinking.
Yeah.
But I think it seems to me that what they're leading up to here is... You know, Luke and the gang,
yep.
They saved the galaxy in Return of the Jedi. He's gone into exile. Mm. The war has continued.
Yep.
And it's reached this turning point and it's going to go south again.
Yep.
And now it's time for Luke Skywalker to come back.
Yep.
He's realized that this bloody thing's not going to fix itself.
No.
And so he's reluctantly come back.
It's a pretty serious Star Wars at this point.
It's a real serious Star Wars.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Do you think at any point somebody's going to say Star Wars?
Oh, God,
do you think
I hope
maybe
so.
This is the one? I don't know if anybody's seen it. You can find it on YouTube.
It's a supercut of everyone saying the names of the movies?
No, you're close, but there's the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah.
Used to have a TV series just called Upright Citizens Brigade.
Makes sense.
And that's Amy Poehler and Matt Walsh and some other guys.
Sure.
It's literally one other guy whose name I can't remember. And
take that
third guy in Upright Citizens Brigade. Anyway, there's an episode of that show, and it's a guy, it's like a real weird guy who keeps claiming that the show's just like a series of unconnected improvised sketches. But it's about one episode features this guy who continually claims that he used to be an actor. And he got all the title lines in various movie franchises, but they were all edited out for some reason. And he claims that he got the title line in Star Wars. And he's like, boy, sure I'm tired of all these Star Wars. So you can find that on YouTube. So look, I hope that happens. I hope that finally happens in this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who do you want to say it? I hope they make Harrison Ford say it.
I was going to say Harrison Ford has to say it.
They make him say it.
Make him say Star Wars.
Speaking of supercuts, which we sort of briefly mentioned, I did the Darth Vader supercut this week.
Oh, yep.
Went pretty well.
The kill count.
Yeah, it's been on some... I missed some stuff, so I had to put it back up. I had to re-upload it because I missed
Did you count Alderaan?
No, because he didn't do it.
But it happens in the room.
But here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's why he's different than Superman.
Yes.
Superman should step in.
Right.
And would be inclined to step in.
Uh-huh.
Darth Vader isn't.
He's not a bad guy.
It's not in his character, right? Uh-huh. And also, the thing about these things is, I just edit them so that they're as funny as they can be.
So, yeah.
I don't care about the count.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't matter.
That's the most difficult part.
If anything, the most joy you get out of making these videos isn't the views or the positive comments. It's people getting angry at you getting facts wrong.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Facts are the least of my concerns. Mm. I edit. Because otherwise, if I did count it, which I could, right?
Yeah.
Then I'd just be like, oh, so now it's just 2 billion. And then that runs for the rest of the...
Yeah.
The thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get people going, well, technically you didn't give the order. I don't want to be dealing with that either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's lose-lose. But at the same time, I win because I enjoy making ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
As I was making that, I stopped at one point and I was like, this is something a crazy person does. Like a lunatic
sits
down and does this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But some people do it for serial killers. who are at least real people.
Yeah.
You do it for fake people.
Thank you. I was hoping for some consolation, and you offered me some. So thanks. Yeah. I thought you were just going to let me wear that.
You're worse than a fan of serial killers, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about?
Star Wars.
That's right.
Last thing.
Yep.
Do you have any concerns of how this could go bad?
What if it's just a movie? But.
Yes.
No, that's all I have.
My concern is.
Yes.
That it's just, it's a greatest hits. That it's just like.
They rehash all the bits.
All the things you love.
Right. We got a person trapped on a backwater planet.
Yep.
And they're like, I wish I had some more adventure. And then they go and have adventure. And there's a super weapon that they've got to stop. And we've got like a wise old man.
Yep.
Who probably sacrifices himself so the young people can swoop in and have a bit of a victory.
Yep.
You've got.
They can finally get a leg up in this bloody Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you've got, you know, you've got like your Han Solo kind of whatever. And
oh, that's what I was going to say. That was my thought.
Mm.
If Luke Skywalker is Kylo Ren, that doesn't make sense because Kylo Ren's got that weird malfunctioning lightsaber.
Yes, exactly.
Luke's bloody real good at making lightsabers at this point,
he
probably.
He bloody nailed that lightsaber.
He put it together in the cave or whatever.
Yeah, he only probably had a book or a scroll.
Like, exactly, maybe not even.
He had a book. Well, depending on the version. But I think even in the new canon, it's not important.
Yeah, but Kylo Ren's...
Even from a book, that's hard.
Yeah, Kylo Ren's lightsaber, clearly it's a guy who made it
with
no instruction. He just winged it.
Yeah.
That's why it's got the exhaust. It's not because it's malfunctioning. That's why it does the spurty things on the sides.
He's lucky it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
Anyway, sorry.
So that's my concern.
It's of greatest hits. No, you're right.
And you know what? And the thing about J.J. Abrams is, and I genuinely like his movies, none of them have blown me away. I'm like, yeah, these are all very serviceable.
Because they're greatest hits.
You've
got a bloody, rash captain and you've got a logical second in command. You've got a, is this guy Khan? No, he's definitely not Khan. Oh, he's Khan.
Super 8 is E.T.
Yep.
I've already started making a video and I've recorded it all, so everyone will hear this again. Super 8 is E.T. with an unforgivable monster.
Okay.
Like, it's just like, it's a Spielberg throwback.
Yep.
But with none of the...
redeeming features.
Yeah, exactly. Because your monster is terrible. Mm. Oh, and there's other reasons.
Did you do Cloverfield?
I don't think he directed it.
Okay.
I think Matt Reeves did Cloverfield.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. But he also did Mission Impossible 3, which again... is completely serviceable.
Isn't it though?
It's pretty good.
Yep.
But does it stand out? It doesn't even stand out more than 2.
No.
It's not a better film than 2.
No, it is.
No, sorry. 2 is, it is. Yeah. 2 is definitely a worse film.
Yep.
But 2 stands out more.
Yes. Because of the hair.
Because
of the hair
and
the motorcycle fights.
Yes, that's right. That's the end of, I guess, what we were talking about in Star Wars.
Okay, sure.
Yep. I guess. So... anything, any thoughts?
No, we talked a lot about Star Wars,
didn't
we?
I don't remember how we ended that.
Once again, cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
I was until you introduced that greatest hits theory. And now I'm against it again.
But you know what? I feel like there's a lot of other people on board. And I think if the script is solid, and Lawrence Kasdan is writing it, and he worked a lot on the originals.
Yep.
And he refused to work on the prequels.
Well.
So I might be okay.
Nice.
You know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
What we reading?
What we gonna read?
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? Now this week. What's the thing that you're reading?
Oh, this week I finally got around to Rick and Morty.
And?
It's really good.
Yes, it is.
So good.
I told you!
Yeah, look, literally everybody told me. Literally everybody who listens to the show told me. You told me, the fine person who works on the show, who emailed in multiple times,
Krista Barron.
Yes.
Yeah.
She told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what would anybody we know what they're talking about ever? But then it turned out I was wrong. And by that, I mean all of you were wrong for not being more insistent. Anyway, I've been watching that. I'm nearly through season 2, and it's great.
It's a bloody treat, isn't it?
It's on hiatus right now, right?
It is,
so 3
isn't
out yet.
You got any highlights that you like in particular?
Look, there is an episode...
Two Brothers! No, sorry. You know that one?
Oh, yeah, that's really good,
good.
I don't know. How much of that... So some of it is improv.
I think most of those ads are improv.
Okay, right, look, I like... There's a spoiler alert for this, I guess, if you haven't seen Rick and Morty.
I love the fake doors one. How he's still in the commercial.
Right.
That blew my mind.
Right,
I'm like, as if somebody... Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
For anybody who hasn't seen Rick and Morty, which is no one who listens to this apparently, because everybody emailed in and told me to watch it. But you know, it's crazy alcoholic inventor Rick and his grandson Morty,
loosely based off Doc and
Doc
Marty.
Doc and Marty. Yeah. They go, but instead of going through time, they usually go through like interdimensional adventures.
Yeah.
And weird stuff happens.
Yes.
Look, I enjoyed the one where they accidentally mutate everybody in the world.
Into Cronenbergs?
Yeah, and rather than fix everything, they just leave and go to another dimension where everybody was fine, but they died, and just take their place and bury their own bodies. I enjoy it when it goes very dark.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed the episode where Summer, the granddaughter, gets a job working at the curio shop.
With the devil?
With a guy who's clearly the devil, and Rick takes it upon himself to open an opposing business that just fixes all the curses on the on the items because he hates this guy. Like, I enjoyed their dynamic of just the two of the, like, they're these archetypes. One is the insane scientist and one is the devil.
Yeah.
And they just, I like the idea of them meeting and clashing.
Yeah.
And then it
I like how Rick realizes straight away as well. Yeah, it's like, this guy's clearly the devil.
Yes, like I like the fact that Rick is clearly
the smartest man in the universe.
The smartest man in the universe, and he doesn't take any guff, but clearly there's a lot wrong with him.
Yeah.
But I like that episode where, you know, they get, the devil sort of seems to find the error of his ways, and then he takes his business online with Summer, and then she thinks everything's going to work out, but then he shuts her out of the business. And the ultimate solution is that Rick and Summer just get real swole and beat him up.
Yeah.
Like, that's how the episode ends. It doesn't end ironically. Yeah. They just beat him up. That's real good. Anyway, I've been enjoying that. It's real good.
One of my favorite jokes, have you seen the bit where Morty turns into a car?
Yes.
That's incredible.
That is good, yeah.
Like, what a callback. Yeah, like, you just, I cannot even wrap my mind around how somebody has written that show.
Yeah.
It is probably the best show.
There you go. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That is a callback to Turbo Teen, I would imagine, which is a cartoon series about a kid who turns into a car.
I know Turbo Teen.
Yeah.
Vaguely. Yeah. Do you think it's better than BoJack Horseman?
They're different animals. Literally.
But
look, I'm not going to compare those two.
Yeah.
I think they're different.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
But it is. Yeah. Is it better?
I like it better, but it's more my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like how it goes dark. I like the episode where they introduce the character Mr. Poopy Butthole, and we're meant to assume that he is a weird shape-shifting parasite that's invaded their house.
Yes, spoiler alert, by the way.
Spoiler alert, and then he gets shot by Morty's mom, and then it turns out
he was a
really good friend of theirs. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to come back.
Yeah.
You'll like the last episode then.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it, yeah. Ooh. I'm reading a comic called Voltron from the Ashes.
Is that about Voltron?
Yes, from the Ashes. It's set like 200 years after Voltron.
Okay.
And nobody's used the Voltron.
Oh, yeah.
But then maybe they'll need to use Voltron.
Probably need to use Voltron.
I'm two issues in.
What if that was the twist, though, that nobody needs to use Voltron?
Well, that's the thing. I'm two issues in and nobody's used a Voltron yet.
Wow. Not even individually?
No.
Wait, is it Vehicle Voltron or Lion Voltron?
Lion Voltron.
Okay.
As if I left you hanging there.
As if it was going to be Vehicle Voltron.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right.
I was expecting a bit more.
I find that's often the case with this sort of licensed
stuff. Yeah. So I might, you know, I like Voltron a lot. Well, I did as a kid. I like the concept, but we'll probably never see a movie because they're making that Power Rangers movie. And they're casting it with people I don't know, so that's why we don't talk about it.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Best of luck,
Moving
Power Rangers.
On.
I don't have a listener what we're in this week, so I apologize. Just to you, Mason. No one else.
Thank you.
Got a letter here from Chris White. Hey, dickheads. Regular listener to the podcast and frequent visitor of the Mr. Sunday Movies YouTube channel here.
Have you added that vocal twist there?
Or no, he told me to read it like that.
Okay, good. Yeah.
As you both enjoy putting way too much thought into films that were never intended to be analysed, such as Star Wars being the biggest example of that thing, not only by yourselves but countless other human beings, I would like to know your thoughts on the following. In the original Star Wars, later retitled A New Hope, how exactly does the Death Star move? To be an effective threat, the ginormous contraption needs to move between distant star systems, and it follows the Millennium Falcon to Yavin in what seems a matter of hours. Despite being the size of a small moon, it has no evidence of propulsion, and as far as I know, it has never been discussed in any corner of the internet or Star Wars geekdom. I may be wrong, but life's too short to search for such things. You can ask some Aussies to do it for you. Keep up the good work, and generally insulting people in the film industry who have dedicated their lives only to be mocked on a weekly basis.
Yep.
From Chris. Yeah, sorry about that. It's not very nice, is it? What do you think? I mean, it has an exhaust port.
Yeah, I was going to say, but that's for the laser.
Presumably.
Magic carpet.
I did look at...
It's a magic carpet. Just a regular size one, too. It's underneath.
Oh, so it's not like wrapped in a ball?
No, it's just underneath.
Okay,
just
great.
Sit it on the magic carpet.
Okay, cool.
It's maybe tied on with one of those elastic clip things that are illegal now.
It would have to be. Are they illegal now?
In Australia, they are.
Because they'd snap and hit you in the eye.
Hit you in the eye, yeah.
Yeah. Occhi straps.
Sure.
That's what they're called. Uh-huh. My dad's got a lot of those.
He's going to jail. I'm ratting him out right now. I'm texting the cops.
That is
a good question. How do
Well, I looked it up, and I don't know whether it's an expanded universe or not, but apparently it's got a series of hyperspace engines that it uses to get around. Mm. It would have to.
Yeah.
But we never see it.
Yeah.
So that is my answer. Mm. I looked it up, and that might be a thing.
Maybe it's a Stargate.
It could be a bloody Stargate.
Could be Stargate.
Like in the TV series Star Trek.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
Farscape.
Yes. Do you?
Maybe they put it in a TARDIS. Maybe the Death Star put it in a TARDIS, and the TARDIS goes to the Doctor Who. And Star Wars, the same universe.
I like how thoroughly you enjoy your own joke as you were as you were doing it. You were trying not to laugh as you said that, All right. One more letter, because I did another letter before. I don't want to leave. I gotta go. I bloody do.
We've got stuff going on.
It's from Hayden. Long-time listener of the podcast. Just want to tell you that while you're recording this Sunday's episode, I'll be marrying the love of my life here in Colorado.
Ooh.
Did I ever tell you I had a pen pal in Colorado?
No.
His name was Brandon something. I stopped writing to him.
Sure. He's never stopped writing to you.
If anybody knows him...
What happens is the letters still come to like your parents' house, and your dad sadly burns everyone before you can read it.
I was just wondering if, as a wedding present to a stranger, you might be able to settle a long-standing debate between my friends who would win a fight between Master Chief from Halo and Yoda Jedi Master. Standard football field rules would apply.
I'm assuming this answer is going to be read out during the wedding speeches.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, no dice. This is not happening.
Now, look, we get a lot of these just during the week.
We're men of honour. I hope you're also a man of honour. You're going to read this out at the wedding speech.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, we get a lot of these in between versus episodes. Uh-huh. I don't like to do them. I like to save them up.
Sure, yeah.
But this is a special occasion.
Special occasion.
So we can do this one.
Right.
I'm going to start this by saying I don't know anything about Master Chief.
He is a clone?
Yep.
Wait.
Of what?
No, he's a super soldier.
Okay.
Great. This is a good start.
He's got a suit.
We're definitely experts on this. He's a Spartan super soldier. He's the last of the Spartan super soldiers.
What happened to the other ones? They got hit by a bus.
Yeah, they all got hit by a bus.
The same bus?
They were on spring break and they all got hit by a bus.
In their armor?
No, they're out of armor. They were just wearing like Speedos.
So that's why he never takes it off.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. This is all world building, isn't it?
It's very good, isn't
it? Yeah. Anyway, so...
Look.
He's super strong, probably.
Yeah, he's super strong. Look.
Is he impervious to mind attacks?
I don't think so.
Does that helmet do anything?
I don't think so. Bullets are pinging off it, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you gonna light?
I hope this is read out verbatim outside the wedding speeches. Just, I don't know.
A lightsaber could cut through that, presumably. I mean, if he can be killed by multiple laser blasts and bullets,
yeah, he can definitely be killed by a lightsaber. Yeah.
I'm gonna give that to Yoda.
Yeah. Look, I don't.
I don't know enough about him.
Yeah.
Mm.
Again, look. Both of them are quite willing to kill one another, I would imagine.
Yep.
Both characters in their prime.
Yoda hates clones.
Yoda does hate clones.
Or super soldiers.
Whatever he hates.
Yeah. Whatever he is.
Yeah. He just hates the military-industrial complex.
He certainly
He'd
does.
He'd rather live in a swamp.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
we all?
Yeah, we would. True. Yeah, look, I can't...
I'm going to say Yoda, but I don't know.
Yeah, look...
Happy wedding.
Look, I'm happy to... Let's not say emails, but let's say send us some tweets if you think Master Chief could beat... Yoda.
And how.
But I don't, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I've only played Halo 3.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Master Chief has one of those guns where if you shoot somebody with a tag round, and then you can just spray the gun wildly and all the rounds will hone in. But I can't see him even landing one shot.
Okay, good point.
A Jedi is not going to take a hit from a blaster.
No.
He's not going to take a hit from... From a guy with a gun.
No.
I don't think it's going to happen. So,
okay, fair enough.
I can't see it happening.
And also Yoda can do a lot of CGI flips.
He can do so many flips.
CGI flips.
CGI flips. I've never seen Master Chief do a flip. He can do a weird, like, hop.
He can do a hop.
He can do a hop. He can get in, like, a warthog, which is that weird...
He can get inside a live
SUV
warthog.
SUV tank thing.
climb inside one.
Climb inside a live warthog, sneak his way over. I still don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the free funny. And please, can we be the official inexplicable relationship between the Hulk and Black Widow of the podcast? It seems fitting as I'm batting way out of my league on this one.
Yeah, he is.
Good
Up
stuff,
top.
Man. Yes. That's the show for this week.
It is.
Who have we got to thank?
We've got to thank the Brute and the Basilisk for the theme songs.
We do.
We've got to thank Golden Legend for the logo.
Yep. We don't have to thank anybody, really.
No.
If we didn't want to. But we do.
Yeah.
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 Where can people find us also?
Ooh, they can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Gmail and Facebook and Twitter.
And I forgot to mention, if you hashtag the Weekly Planet on Twitter... Well, it's a good way to get a question read out as well, even though we clearly did not do that this week.
No, but next week we're definitely starting. Next week we're going to be professional.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of being professional.
It's up high time, yes?
Yes. There is a highly likely chance that we have sponsorship next week.
Mm.
We're going to give that a burl.
We're selling out.
Yeah.
We've always said we're going to sell out the first chance we get, and it's taken more than 2 years.
It's taken a lot of chances. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've been like, I'll follow up that later. Yeah. And it's taken somebody else to organize it for me.
Yes.
This is probably going to be a thing. We'd only really talk about products that we don't hate.
Sure, yeah.
For example, we talked about before the show, we would never try and sell somebody a mattress.
Sure, yeah.
Nothing against mattresses,
yeah.
But the mattress you've got is probably fine.
Mm.
That being said, if we ever talk about mattresses, just know that we got a lot of money for it.
Yeah, but also, like, we can't promote a product that they're not going to send us a mattress. Like, an American company's not going to send a mattress to Australia.
And I'm not going to sleep on that mattress.
Yeah, we have to sleep on it in shifts because they're only going to send us one. And then, like, so we're not going to be like, well, we hear the mattresses are real good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't speak for that mattress.
That's right.
For all I know, it's shit.
What if how about this? Mm. What if they send... Because, like, all the mattresses people promote, they're like memory foam or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they just send us a slice of a mattress and we base our review on the slice they give us?
And how delicious it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be up for that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're hoping the things that we promote would be things that people would actually maybe like or yeah, not like. You don't have to do any of it.
Sure, yeah.
We don't give a shit.
You can skip through it. That's what most people do.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that advertising on a podcast is even a thing.
Potential sponsors, I hope you didn't hear any of that.
No.
Everybody loves advertising.
They sure do.
All right, so yeah. So, but I know a lot of people also have been like, look, if you get sponsorship, go for your life,
yeah.
Which we appreciate because obviously it would just help us out day to day if we had more money.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
We just, more cash is...
Yeah.
Then again, I've said
more
before...
Maseratis. We could buy more Maseratis.
How many
Maseratis? We barely have any Maseratis.
I feel like I've got less than a dozen.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even one for every day of a fortnight. What is this? They said we could come into podcast and make money. We haven't made any money.
It's outrageous,
frankly.
Yeah. It's outrageous. But of course, we wouldn't be able to get sponsorship if we didn't have people listening every
Absolutely,
week, which we
yeah.
really appreciate it. So
yeah,
That's amazing. So thank you.
Yeah.
Next week we will be doing like horror movie icons or maybe movie villains or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you've got any thoughts, you can tweet them to us with the hashtag Weekly Planet.
And all those things we said. Also follow The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
It's a good one.
That's a good one. What else?
Weekly
Planet. pod.bandcamp.com.
Yep, got some
We've got
commentaries.
Some audio commentaries. Speaking of Star Wars, we got A New Hope, we got Empire Strikes Back. People seem to be enjoying those
we're
ones.
We're going to do Return of the Jedi probably next month,
yeah,
I'd imagine.
Next month. Cool.
And then,
what else? Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. That's everything, right?
Yep, that's all of it. That's all the stuff. Mm. So yeah, thank you again.
Now think of that, and then next week we add some more advertisements to that. Look forward to that.
It's gonna be a delight.
Yeah,
it's not gonna drag down your bloody day at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks everybody.
Grab at Dat Gem, you guys. Bye.
You don't have to. I'm saying it. You don't have to grab it. You can do what you want. You're free.
Oh,
run into the woods.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, this has put me in a real ethical dilemma. I've been telling people what to do for like a year. Oh.
Take your shirt off, run into the woods.
Yeah.
If you want.
If you want to. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.